Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, thinking back to last night's game, in some ways, was that an appetizer of what we're going to see around the NHL here in the stretch run?
Listen, it got physical and off it went. You know, those games are going to happen from time to time, but I do believe you'll see more urgency. Clock's running on certain teams. In terms of their playoff positioning, everyone's kind of in a little bit of a different boat, but pretty much everybody needs the points in one way or another, either to stay on top of their division or to separate from teams so that they can sure their playoff spot. There's very few teams that are just out of it, so I think you see a lot more of those types of games.
Tuukka Rask was exceptional last night, his first game since he got concussed on January 14th. Yaroslav Halak's going to get the start tonight in Minnesota, whether it's Halak or Rask. How much of a calming influence are your goaltenders?
Well, any team that if you get stops and they're not erratic in there, then it's going to make everything easier for everyone else knowing that there's a line of defense back there because nobody's perfect. We don't expect to go out and play a mistake-free game. When you do mess up, so to speak, you hope that either your D covers up for you or your forward supports you if you're a D turning a puck over or your goalie makes that final save. So if you take a bad penalty, whatever the case may be, that they'll bail you out or be there for you, maybe is a better word. Man, I think any good team thrives off that and needs it. You know, let's face it, you're going to go through stretches where you're not perfect, and that's where the calming influence comes in, and a guy that's been there and done it.
Last night, because of all the penalties, you were missing some key defensemen for key junctures of the game while you were shorthanded. Any defenseman in particular that rose to that challenge?
I think they did it by committee. I thought they did a good job. I thought Charlie got better as the game went on. He got challenged early, a big hit, really kind of turned the tide of the game against a good, really good player for Winnipeg, and I thought it was clean, delivered at the right time, and he came out of that pretty well, and it was hard to play against, move the puck well. Penalty killers, obviously, Lozon and Z get a big part of that. Brandon, when he wasn't in the box, part of that, and we got a little bit fortunate. They were off net in a few chances that they had, hit a couple posts, as did we, so it was one of those nights that the goalies, I thought, on both sides were excellent, and they got a little help. So at the end of the day, though, I thought our D-core all stepped up. Torrey in the power play does his thing. Grizz moves pucks, so good for them.
Is Jake starting to figure something out in front on the man advantage?
A little bit. You know, he gets a lot of direction from those four guys. He only has 2 ears. Sometimes he needs 4 because they're all telling him what to do. So at the end of the day, sometimes less is more. So we'll have those conversations. For me, Jake, it's always about make sure you're in that area and make sure you're working hard to recover pucks and try to make the best play possible when you do, because that's your job in front of the net. You're usually the closest to any second chance or rebound. Thought he had a great second chance off Krejci's shot. So finding some pucks in there, to me, is always a positive. When you're not finding any on a regular basis, probably means you're not getting to the right spots, willing to take the hits. Some nights it just doesn't find you. Last night it did for him, so I'm happy for him.
Since we're here in Minnesota, and it's been almost a year since the Bruins acquired Charlie Coyle from the Minnesota Wild, can you take a look in the big picture? What sort of an impact Charlie's had in your lineup?
Solidified our third line. We went through a number of centers last year that helped us win a lot of games. Cave, JFK, Freddie was in there, I think, for a little bit. I think we even used Wagner and Norty at times. So, but when he came in, Charlie, it sort of gave us that 1-2-3 with Crowley as the number 4, and we built from there. We put the wingers around them. So I just thought it made us, on a consistent basis, not have to overplay certain guys or worry about matchups or when to play guys. So he's a good 200-foot player, can win some faceoffs, plays on both special teams. So for us, it was just a nice key piece of the puzzle that we could slot in there, a guy with experience in the league but still has some room to grow. So good fit for us.
Can you walk us through some of the changes that you're going to make here tonight against the Wild on lines 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, we have 2 extra guys. It's a back-to-back, so we want to keep them involved. I thought Bjork played well, so looks like he's going to go in. Heinen's got a bit of an injury late there, a lower body that he's testing out, so we may go with the guy that's 100% anyway. Lindholm's going to go in for Crowley. That's an easy switch. I think Sean's game's been inconsistent. We've took other guys out of the lineup. I think going up and watching, maybe seeing what's available to him. I just think we need to pull more out of him in a competitive nature right now. We're just not where it was consistently, what we've seen in years past. pass. So this is one way to sort of get his attention, but also he can use it to his advantage. And then Bleed came up, played well the other night, was on puck, so he'll give us some energy. So how that shakes out the lines, probably have DeBrusk back with Krejci and Kuhlman. That allowed Charlie to play probably with Nordstrom, and Bjork still have some speed on his wings. Lindy Bleed and Wagner, they're kind of those energy guys anyway. They're going to be on the kill, expected to, you know, bring some physicality, so they'll slot into where they're supposed to, and we'll see how that plays out.
Last thing, last night coming out of the break, you wanted the Bruins to focus on the details of their own game rather than what the Jets do. Does that change at all here tonight against the Wild?
No, a little different animal. I think they score more by committee. You know, Winnipeg's got that top line, one chance type of thing. Although Laine probably had 10 last night, he was off net a lot of them, but typically he's a guy that can hurt you with one shot. Certainly Minnesota has some talented guys, but like I said, it's a little more by committee and from their back end when they get up the ice, Suter's involved, Dumba, Spurgeon, so they'll probably see a little more activity from there and shots generated from there as opposed to their forwards. So we'll have to make sure that we're good in front of our net. I think that'll be a key tonight to box out some of these bigger bodies. Their mentalities get it to the net. They don't turn it over a lot in the neutral zone. So you have to be good on breakouts, have good numbers going back to pucks, and at the end of the day, allow Yarrow to see that first shot. But again, we want to keep building what we're doing. I thought last night we did a lot of things well. Other areas, neutral zone defense, a couple of rushes, including the goal against. You know, we didn't sort out quick enough. Getting inside on our attacks, I thought some guys were a little light on pucks, and that's not going to work down the road. So that was a bit of the message about changing the lineup and about some guys that are staying in. They're going to have to get better.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Minnesota Wild are coming up next.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.